You're listening to SBS News.
After a week and a half of climate talks at COP26, the shape of the Glasgow Agreement is emerging. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there's willingness.
The line is in sight, but if we're going to get there, we need a determined push.
A shock announcement from the world's two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases might help with that. China and the United States have signed a joint declaration pledging tougher climate action this decade. It includes commitments to tackle methane emissions and prevent deforestation. China's chief climate negotiator, Xi Jinhua, says it's an area of common interest.
In the area of climate change, there is more agreement between China and the US than divergence, making it an area with huge potential for our cooperation.
Just last week, United States President Joe Biden called out President Xi Jinping for not going to Glasgow.
I think it's been a big mistake, quite frankly, for China, with respect to China, not showing up.
Yet U.S. climate envoy John Kerry sees an opportunity.
The United States and China have no shortage of differences, but on climate. On climate, cooperation is the only way to get this job done.
The pact comes as all COP members debate the wording of the Glasgow Agreement. The draft text says countries are
urged to revisit and strengthen the 2030 targets in their nationally determined contributions by the end of 2022.
Australia isn't specifically mentioned, but it was one of several nations which chose not to update its short-term emissions reduction pledge before COP26. Simon Bradshaw from the Climate Council is in Glasgow. He says the longer Australia clings to that position, the more untenable it's going to be, and the pressure will be on from all angles, the US, Europe and the Pacific.
I think if the government thinks that pressure to come with a 2030 target, a new one, is going to abate after Glasgow, then I think once again it's misread the room.
The draft agreement also calls on parties to accelerate the phasing out of coal and subsidies for fossil fuels. And it notes that current climate finance commitments for the developing world are insufficient and proposes a doubling of existing pledges. Lily Albino Akolakol is South Sudan's agriculture minister.
Given the magnitude of the catastrophes brought forth by climate change, we believe that the $100 billion pledge is not sufficient to address these pressing challenges.
The final agreement has to be approved by every single country attending COP26. That's why these summits have a habit of going longer than scheduled. Still, Summit President Alok Sharma hopes there will be agreement.
Everyone must come armed with the currency of compromise. We all know what is at stake in these negotiations and indeed the urgency of our tasks.
The aim in Glasgow was to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. So Boris Johnson is challenging attendees.
My question to my fellow world leaders this afternoon, as we enter the last hours of COP, is will you help us do that? Will you help us grasp that opportunity, or will you stand in the way?
Alan Lee, SBS News.